This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, urging you to take just a few moments out of your very busy day and study with us from the sacred will of God. Last time we began a study, Dare to Live the Excelling Life, based upon the words of our Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 5, verse 47, where he posed this question, which actually teaches a great truth. And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Now this indicates that we as Christians, as children of God, those who have been born again, should live lives above the ordinary. Christians should be identified by what they think, what they say, and what they do. Christians should not live as people in the world live, with their ungodliness and their lust, their lasciviousness, their drunkenness, and their adultery, and so forth. There is an excellent standard by which we should govern ourselves, that is, the sacred teachings of the Word of God. We had noted last time that the three basic elements in the development of each personality, that is, the personality of each individual person, is heredity, environment, and individual response. And we pointed out that each of these is important, but the most important is the individual response. Each one of us is a free person. We have the right, we have the ability to make up our own minds. You see, the Lord sent the apostles and the prophets in the world to teach the gospel to every creature, and he's given that job to his people today. And then he said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved," and so on, noting clearly that it's possible for every person who hears the gospel to accept it or to reject it. It does not depend upon some miracle from God. If we cannot be saved apart from some miracle from God, then it is God's fault if we're lost. But the Bible makes clear that it's our fault if we're lost. It's our own decision. Each one of us is free to decide for himself. And so we pointed out last time that one of the elements involved in living the excelling life is living a life of blaming yourself, acknowledging your own sin. Every sin I've ever committed has been my own fault. Now it's true that others may have contributed to it. Others may have begged me, pleaded with me, seduced me into it. But the Bible makes clear that every sin I commit, I am responsible for. I cannot say, "Well, if it had not been for you, I wouldn't have done that." I must be responsible for my own sin. In the second place, in living the excelling life, we must realize that we can be bigger than our environment. Now, there has been a great deal of teaching within the last few years that people who are born in certain environments can really do nothing about it, and that they are not to be blamed for the wrongs they commit, for the crimes they commit, for the kind of attitudes and so forth that they have. Now, of course, we recognize that an environment can be tremendously influential. 1 Corinthians chapter 15:33 makes that clear. But it also makes clear that we can rise above our environment. We do not have to simply succumb to the evil about us. We can be strong and of good courage within our own mind. We can make up our own minds to make the decision for Christ, to serve him, to obey him, to love him, to submit our lives to him. Luke chapter 14, verses 26 to 33 makes clear that we must love him more than anything or anyone else in this whole world. And so I plead with every one of us today not to be whipped by circumstances, not to concentrate on obstacles, but regard them as opportunities, and not to concentrate on what is wrong in your life. I remember hearing a medical doctor say one time, "If you'll just stop and think, you'll realize that you're hurting somewhere all the time." And many people concentrate on that as they go through life. They do not concentrate on their blessings. They concentrate, rather, on what they regard as their tribulations or the shortcomings of their life. And so I plead with you to recognize the two things we've talked about thus far in our study in living the life of excelling. Learn to blame yourself for your own sins and realize that you can rise above your environment. You can whip it. You can be the great person God wants you to be, expects you to be. Until next time, then, we bid you a very pleasant good day.